It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 23rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today marks the end of an era. TechServe, a store that repaired Macs and other Apple devices of all kinds in Manhattan for 29 years, shut its doors to regular customers earlier this month. Today, it's auctioning off a pretty massive collection of old radios, microphones, even a strange human-sized blue robot. Also, yes, old Macs, like the OG, the Mac 128.
That's the bong.
Dick Deminas, founder and owner of TechServe, launched the store in Manhattan in 1987. He's seen some weird stuff.
Ooh, look at this melted one.
That was a data recovery.
Did you get the data?
Yes, we did, yeah. That was a couple of decades ago. It looks like a Salvador Dali, actually.
Part of the reason TechServe is closing shop and auctioning off its works of art, Apple stores are taking its business. And depending on who you talk to, a lot of the things you see in modern tech company brick-and-mortar venues, like seminars on new software, Apple's Genius Bar, really started here at 23rd Street and 6th Avenue. I asked Dick Deminas to tell me some of TechServe's origin story as a retail space.
My first instinct was to paint the windows black and have somebody at the front door and say, "What do you want?" If you're here for service, come on in. We quickly realized that was probably not the best strategy. So
I like that. Very old school New Yorker, though. I like that.
That's pretty much how we landed in retail. I'd say we had a good run, but the world changed around us. Some of those forces were pretty insurmountable, like the internet. Our lease expires at the end of August, and there's no way we could re-up.
When the geniuses at Apple are also motivated to sell stuff, and I know you guys have done retail too, is something lost there?
One of our driving forces is that we wanted a great place to work. We have an amazing group of employees and former employees. We're very proud of that.
What about a favorite problem? Anybody bring in a machine with fungus?
I don't really want to go there, but...
Go there. You can do it.
We did have a toxic division where some machines came in that were literally, they were alive. And we had to deal with them.
How did you deal with machines that were like that? What do you do?
Well, we would take a machine like that, put it in a double plastic bag, and fumigate. Do a little, vacuuming, brushing, and then get to work on it.
You've really seen the world of computers change during the time that the store has been open, and people's attitudes towards their devices change.
We fell in love with the first Mac. It was a community. People were hacking stuff. It was a very exciting time. Today, I'm a little melancholy that computers have turned into appliances. The good side is computers now work quite reliably. You don't need upgrades. You don't need to change get a new computer every year. Some of the fun is gone. But I think that's the path of a lot of technology. You can't stop progress. And why would you? It's fun. And it's the only way we're going to be able to survive on this planet is by using our smarts. I look forward to it.
Dick Deminas is founder and owner of TechServe. Dick, thank you for talking with us today.
Well, thank you for coming by. It's been a pleasure.
From Apple to Sony, The Wall Street Journal is reporting this week that in its efforts to keep up demand for its gaming console hardware, Sony will be offering two different versions of the PlayStation 4 starting next month. The company plans to offer a new high-end version, maybe with enhanced graphics capabilities, maybe called PlayStation Neo. We will let you know after we head to the company's event here in New York on September 7th. You've probably heard of Braintree, the mobile and web payment system company that sold to eBay in 2013 for $800 million. But you may not have heard of OS Fund yet. The OS Fund is a venture capital company founded by the guy who founded Braintree, Brian Johnson. OS Fund has an interesting goal. It wants to be in on the ground floor of companies that are going to take humanity to the next level. Think life extension and brain augmentation, cutting-edge biotech. All of these are on Johnson's list of interests. We chatted with him a few months ago when he was here in New York. Question one, how he chooses which companies to invest in.
The founders are future literate. They've built mental models of an emerging future, and they're willing to live adventurously and experimentally.
Can you give me an example of something you've invested in that you think is helping us reprogram our bodies right now?
Intelligence. So right now, artificial intelligence has been all the rage.
Yep.
But human intelligence also has equal potential. And okay. Using neurobiology, we now see viable pathways to not only restore our cognitive function, but enhance it.
The area that you're investing in has a lot of potential upside, and it has some downside, right? We look at the example of Theranos, this company that a lot of investors invested in, thought was going somewhere, and there ends up being not a lot of there. How do you avoid investing in a company that's trying to sell you snake oil?
Yeah. We all make these bets in life, in the relationships we maintain. One of the first things I encountered when investing in hard science is that I don't have scientific expertise myself. And so the question was, how do I make good investments without a specific pedigree of scientific expertise? And so I assembled a team of physicists and engineers, philosophers, and we constructed a due diligence model that would allow us to assess the risk of these companies, to bridge the gap between the capital available for investment and getting people comfortable with making those investment decisions.
Brian Johnson is founder of the venture capital company OS Fund. Brian, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
By the way, that due diligence model Brian Johnson talked about, it took the form of a playbook. That playbook is at facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.